place your attention in your body. Take a moment to notice that you're in a body. And imagine that your body is porous, like a sponge. But it's not soaking with water, it's porous but empty, so it's ready to be infused. And imagine that your body is crystal clear, like clean water. It's pure. And imagine that it's vibrating with the frequency of the cosmos. And now infuse that body, that sponge that's ready to soak it up. Fill your body with all the goodness of humankind, all the goodness of the earth, all forms of benevolence. If you want to do something to bring up feelings like this, you're welcome to. You can imagine a person or a place or a prayer, an archetype. Imagine acts of kindness, joyful situations. Or you can also just use visualization, use your imagination to fill yourself with benevolence. Imagine you're soaking and swelling with kindness. And if you have even just a drop of emotional sensation of kindness or joy or anything that's good, let that drop fall into the clear crystal water of yourself. And even the smallest drop will color the volume of your body and yourself. With the kindness, the benevolence. And if it works for you, imagine that you're vibrating in tune with the love of the cosmos. You're resonating and harmonizing with all that is good and kind. And if you feel yourself filling with joy or gladness or benevolence of any sort, that's good. Let that feeling grow and expand and saturate your whole being. And if it's purely visualization, that's totally fine too. And when your being is so filled with goodness that it's brimming over, then let the boundaries of your body and yourself dissolve. So that all that goodness flows out, it's no longer contained within you. Flows out into this room, washing over each of us and everything, every molecule, every atom being soaked with kindness and generosity and compassion. And also, you're receiving the same. That sponge never becomes empty. It's receiving from others, and it's also, it's not your love and your kindness, it's the kindness that is, that pervades, that we're simply a channel for. And if you want to, let the walls of the room dissolve and flood the neighborhood. Imagine that flood or that radiance, that vibration, however you've imagined it, imagine it reaching out towards the edge of this city and as far ahead as you can see and as far as you can imagine, right to the edge of the earth. And beyond the earth. And still you're porous and pure and vibrating, receiving goodness and radiating it. Imagine it reaching out to the left and to the right. Through the cities and the woods, the desert, up into Canada, down into Mexico, all the way around the earth. Out into the atmosphere and into the solar system, joining up with the radiance ahead. And the radiance behind. You're radiating in all directions, flooding the earth, all creatures, all beings, omitting none. Flooded with benevolence. And imagine that same radiance still gushing above into the heavens and below into the earth and all the way through the earth. your expanding sphere, growing bigger into infinity, covering everything with love and kindness and compassion and generosity and joy and all forms of goodness. And receiving it also from all other beings who are also radiating. And since time is just construct, you can radiate back in time. Suffuse the past with goodness. Places and times and people and memories that are hurting and need healing. Let this benevolence radiate back in time. And also forward to whatever is coming to you in the rest of the evening and in the coming days. Whatever lies ahead for all creatures. Suffusing all of time from the beginning of time to forever. All of space from here to the edges of the cosmos. Everything that is alive, that has lived, that is going to live. Omitting none. This is abiding and suffusing the world with benevolence.